because whatever it was, I ended up having, long story short, I had to buy him a pair of Giant tickets and he took care of the whole thing.
So that's a good trade.
No, because when you were gone, we were talking about the buying your way into the college thing, and it should just be the way it is, the way it is.
Right.
And Monica hates the fact that I bought this guy Giant tickets and had the town use their resources to take care of everything I needed to take care of.
Use their resources.
They did. They used their machines, their manpower. That guy was on the clocks from the town. Yes.
What do you say to people who don't know that person? What do you say to someone who has to...
My whole block is happy. I know that person.
Now, do they... Oh, God. So now are they like, JP did us a favor, so now we have to be nice
to JP.
Who
are they telling?
No. Not at all.
Will they bring you a casserole, or how does it work in your little
nobody
world?
Nobody brings any casseroles.
I don't know how it works in your little world.
Here's what happens. This is going to sound the way it's going to sound.
Bad.
They just sit back and reap the benefits.
Ew. So they're happy that you're on their block because you do certain things for certain people sometimes.
Nobody on my block has plowed snow out of their driveway in the last 8 years.
Good for you. Because you know someone.
No, not good for me.
Probably does it for them.
Good for them.
JP does it for them.
Because I personally do it for them.
So things, you know, things go around.
Because I bought the machine.
You do? You don't know someone?
No, I bought a fun machine to play with. Oh. It's fun. If I do it, my wife does it, whoever.
So now my
neighbors reap the benefits from all that stuff. Yes. Correct.
How come ding, I don't ding, know ding.
Now
How
call
come
me
I don't
a bad
reap
person.
Any benefits? I want to reap benefits.
So here's the problem. You're too good to reap benefits. Oh, no, that wouldn't be the right thing to do. I wouldn't want to give a benefit.
You might be right about that. I would feel guilty. I would feel like you don't have any kind of...
Is there nobody like
being
you
a do-gooder
live near who has something like that?
Being a do-gooder is dumb.
It's not dumb. It's the right... It's the...
Dumb. It's dumb.
It's,
you know what happened? Roger's like, the view at the end of your block looks really good. And you know what happened? It cost me a pair of Giant tickets. And I bought the tickets.
Ew.
I didn't get them from work because we don't have them.
Oh,
I bought a pair of Giant tickets, took care of the guy from the town, and now I have a beautiful water view when you're driving down my block. Simple.
Or, you know, you could have done it, or you could have gone through
I don't have the equipment.
Mm.
Well, then
I don't
you could have gone through the motions that it takes to actually do it, and that does not include Giants tickets, because I have a feeling there's another way.
What motion could I have gone through? I don't have the equipment to do it.
I know, but that's what I'm
and
saying.
And if I would have paid a landscape company to come in, it would have cost a few $1,000s to take care of what they took care of.
So everybody gets
in this case, it cost me a pair of Giant tickets, and this guy came in with a crew, and with an hour and change, that whole thing was gone.
Good for you.
Right. But isn't there somebody, I mean, even simpler, like there's a guy a couple doors down from me who happens to work at a major airport near us in TSA. And one time, a few years ago, he was like, we happened to see him. I didn't even know he worked there. We see him in the airport. Like, Danny, hey, what's going on? What are you guys doing? And it was when I took my wife to London for our anniversary years ago. And he's like, come this way. And he had us come through and, like, skip a line. Like, go through where the employees go through. And I'm like, that's really nice. But it's one time.
You scumbag. Who do you think you are not waiting on a big, long TSA
line? Like, how great is
line?
That?
But don't
you're
feel guilty?
A horrible person. Yeah, you're
right.
Everything that's wrong with this country. The
Why
corruption, the scandals. Yeah. It's all your
exactly.
fault. Good.
See?
Oh, you got a friend. You suck.
Right.
Is that about right,
JP
Monica?
Said,
did I
everything.
Sum up your opinion
yeah.
in a nutshell?
Everything. But don't you feel guilty, though? Is there a little pang of, like...
Why would you feel
well,
guilt?
Well, no. This is a guy, like, we're neighbors. Like, one time he was, middle of winter, he's walking up to go get the bus to his job for some reason. I'm like, Danny, he's got a limp. I'm like, Danny, get in the car. I turn around and pull him up to, like, why are you walking?
Oh, that's
so
nice.
His car was, but he usually takes the car into his job, but it was broken. He's taking the bus. Like, the least I can do is bring you, so, like, little things like that, like, it evens out in the end.
Listen, but
it evens out.
Roger drove him to the corner. He didn't take him where he had to go.
Yeah, the bus is up the corner.
You can walk the rest of the way. You're welcome.
He drove him, did you catch that? He drove him to the bus stop.
Yeah, well, that's where he wanted to go. Otherwise, it was an hour and a half to his work. I'm not doing that.
I can't believe it.
No, why would I do that? we have a cop across the street from us and a retired cop on an angle from him, and you just know those guys are, you know what? They don't even have to do anything. It's good to know that his unmarked car is parked in front of his house.
Yeah.
That's kind of helpful. You know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Aren't there just people around you, Monica, where you get little advantages from people?
No. And this is,
without them handing it to you, it's just kind of there.
I will say this. The closest thing I get to that is Mike Olivero's niceness and generosity.
Yes.
Which I appreciate. But I work here, and I'm like, I work for it. It's not like I just get it handed to me.
Yeah,
you know
but,
what I mean?
But Olivero also works for sex, so I know you go in and take care of him, and then he gives you the tickets that you need to. Yes, he does.
Oh, what a rumor.
Don't let him tell anybody any different.
He was at the gig yesterday, at the Bone gig yesterday, for Pitbull Toddler, and he came out at left field. I was standing there, and all of a sudden he was there. He's looking good. He's slimmed down. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's working his ass off.
Slimmed down. Like, I don't know how many pounds, like, number-wise, but he is definitely slim and in shape. Still not
going
to do that.
See, so what he's going for that angle.
But you went, just something you said before, you know, don't you feel guilty? Try it, Monica, and let me know if you feel guilty. No, I guarantee you, hold on, so you know Mo, right?
Yes.
Let's just hypothetically say you were going to leave the state of Florida via aeroplane.
Mm-hmm.
And the line at Tampa International was psychotically long to get through.
Yeah.
You saw Mo.
No.
And Mo says, what do you mean? And Mo says, Monica, come with me. I got you. And pushes you through. You're going to tell me you'd feel guilt?
I would definitely feel guilt in that situation.
Then you're nuts.
No, I would feel bad because what about all those other people? But I will say this.
Yeah, what about them? They don't know Mo.
I know. That's not fair. That's just because they don't know him. I will tell you this, though. I wouldn't, if he sought me out like that and he saw me in line, I would feel so bad. I don't know what I would do. I'd apologize.
What if he went to you and said, excuse me, ma'am, follow me?
But I would never.
And then just play along.
So you would sit there and wait online like a schmuck when Mo, you don't owe Mo anything.
He's just doing
Mo
you a favor.
Mo is just doing you a favor.
Yeah, and that's nice.
And it's in the scope of the things he's able to do. You're not paying him off. You're not throwing him $50 or buying him lunch or anything like that. He just comes and gets you. You're going to tell me you'd feel bad for all those suckers that you don't know that are sitting waiting on that line?
100%.
You're a putz.
I would absolutely feel bad. But if he sought me out and if I were in a hurry, I would still go. But I would feel so, so bad. I would never.
Oh, but you would do it.
I would never ask him.
So all this.
Well, no, you wouldn't ask.
Never in a million years.
But if he came up to you, you would go.
Why wouldn't you ask?
If I were going to be late and miss my flight, that would be a helpful situation, but other than that, there's too much guilt involved. And also, besides the guilt, I don't know the rules. Like, I don't know, like, whoever sat you guys down and explained these rules to you, because I don't
know
what I'm supposed to do in response. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it out loud. Am I supposed to be quiet about it? Am I supposed to acknowledge it? I don't know.
I view it as common sense, but it could just be genetic.
You just do nice things for people, that's all. You trade nice things, things that you can do for each other. What's wrong with that?
Right. Okay, so listen, if you have a pair of concert tickets for somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, you know somebody that could use a pair of concert tickets. Mm-hmm. Show's sold out, but the Bones got tickets.
Yeah.
And you take a pair of tickets and give them to somebody.
Uh-huh.
What about all those people that got sold out of the show that didn't have the connection that you had to get that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to take a step back from this and kind of go at it with a different perception.
You just opened up a whole nother world of guilt that I never even thought about. Like, that never
occurred
to me.
Why is it guilt?
Oh, good.
If you have a, I mean.
So now none of you, now you won't get tickets for anybody because you'll feel bad for other people who couldn't get tickets?
Oh,
you're
God.
Nuts. Jesus Christ.
You know, everybody has a certain amount of, say, influence in their life. Like, if someone's a bartender and, you know, somebody comes in, a friend of theirs comes in, they'd be like, this one's on me. Like, people do things like that for each other all the time. It's almost, it's like you're just trading stuff. You know what I mean?
I have nothing to trade. Maybe that's what it comes down to. I legitimately have not. What do I have to trade? What can I do? Like, what do I have to offer? I don't know.
Maybe you could correct one of Mo's movie manuscripts and trade for him running through the CSA line.
Call Mom and see if she's got any ideas.
She can do it. Yeah, I'm sure she can. Absolutely do. I don't
remember. Her whole life was trading services.
Here's an idea. Rick on line one.
Excuse
What's
me.
Going on, Rick?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say Monica is so far out of touch with reality. I was a cop for 21 years in New York. I never paid full price for a meal while I was working. Never paid for a cup of coffee. I come down to Florida. I know the cops down here, if they even looked at, if they got a piece of bubble gum for 5 cents for free, they'd get the axe down here. That's the mentality down here. It's 30 years behind the times. Just pass backwards.
Or it's nice, and it's not trying to scam over a system, and it's just trying to play by the rules.
But Rick wasn't scamming.
No.
He's on the job. He's going in to get a cup of coffee, and the guy's like, don't worry about it. I think you patrol his neighborhood. He's like, don't worry about it. A cup of coffee's on me. Like, it's that simple.
Yep.
Am I wrong, Rick? I mean, it wasn't that you were getting paid off to look another way because a crime was going on, right?
Exactly. Right. You think I'm going to sell my soul for a cup of coffee? Really?
Right, exactly.
You know? Right.
But when someone in the neighborhood is, you know, the guy making at the burger place is like, "Office, you need lunch? Don't, it's on me. Thank you for watching out for my place."
And here's what I've learned from this
phone call, Rick,
that New Yorkers respect their law enforcement officers more than Floridians do.
No.
That's what I take from that call.
No.
I totally agree with that. That's another. And it has nothing to do with the freebies or whatever you want to call it. Just the mentality down here is, I'm telling you, it's ancient, man. It's like another planet down here.
Are you happy you live down there now?
I hate it. I'd go back to New York in a second.
But what? Really, Rick? How do you hate it?
Hi, really? Rick. Why?
Because I just think it's just backwards. There's a lot. Listen, Florida takes credit for the sun and the weather, which is uncontrollable. Other than that, this state has the education system down here is horrible. The wages down here are horrible. And I think Monica will agree with that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ass backwards. It really is.
Right on. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
All right.
I don't know if it's backwards. See you, buddy. I feel like it's backwards your guys' way because that's right. Like old school thinking and back in the day. I feel like
that's what I thought too.
We've gone past that. And
for the record, Rick's views and opinions do not exactly duplicate or replicate. Whatever word I'm looking for here.
Yeah.
The views of this here radio program.
Not a chance.
Represent. Represent. Right. Thank you, Brett. I'm struggling there for a second.
Yeah, no.
Can always count on you.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Thank you. Steve on line 3, and then I guess we'll get to that guy, and then maybe at some point get to the point that we're trying to get to.
Doesn't matter.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how are you today?
What's up?
Good. I just wanted to comment on the freebie situation. You know, it's good to know people in the business, and when I was in certain positions, sure, I helped people out whenever I could. And I didn't feel any guilt about it because I have friends that work at Raymond James and, you know, once in a while they'll throw me a pass, you know, to the box up top. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, I said, thank you very much. It might cost me, it don't cost me nothing, but
not formally.
I would buy him a bucket of beer or something when I see him, for sure.
That's right. Doing a nice thing for him.
One hand washes the other.
Yes.
That's where it comes from, Monica. One hand washes the other.
I don't have a hand to wash. I need someone else's hand to wash. And they can wash mine.
Just do nice things for nice people.
But I don't expect... See, therein lies the difference. I happily do nice things for other people, and I want to do nice things for other people.
So
but
do
I don't expect you to do anything back. I don't feel like there's a tally that's being
kept. Right, you don't have to expect it.
I don't expect anything.
And you don't have to wait for it. It's just like a natural thing that goes on, and you get surprised when someone's like, hey, remember that time you got me a good starting time at the golf course? You know, whatever, you know. You don't even have to say it. You just do it.
However, and this is where you and I probably differ a little bit. If you put somebody in a situation and they've made money off of it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I, you know.
Well, that's a high-end situation.
If I've done things for you and you've reaped some good benefits from it and you, I may hold a scorecard a little bit.
You definitely, that's what
I did.
Saying.
Yeah, no, I'm honest. Yeah. I'll definitely hold
the
scorecard a little
saying,
bit.
But like, how do you know
but then, all, but it won't affect our friendship. It won't affect it anything like that. I just might not be so quick to help you that way again.
Remember 17 years ago?
No,
or the PlayStation or whatever that he won't let go? I feel like you have a tally
in
your head.
What are you talking about?
Was it a PlayStation?
Oh, Roger, with the Nintendo?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's a whole different
thing. He was wrong.
My point is you have a tally in your head of things that happen.
Yeah, always.
And
always.
I don't know where your... I just wanted to do that nice thing for you. I don't need anything back. And where your thing is, well, I did that and I was expecting something back. I don't know
Listen, I want to do nice things for people. I do. And I'll do nice things for people. But if I think something came up where you could have helped me and you didn't, then I probably...
Oh, well,
I might not do it again. That's all.
Yeah, you'd be surprised if that person had that golden opportunity to help you out. Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Right.
It didn't come back.
That's all
see,
I'm saying.
Do you ask or do they have to volunteer
would
it?
Never ask.
Oh, never
okay,
ask.
Okay, so then they have to know
it's
in their
part of
head
the code.
That right. Exactly. This code I don't get. I don't even want to get involved because I don't know the code. And I'm going to screw up the code somehow. And then I'm going to look bad.
Listen, you have to know is do something nice for somebody because you want to. And then maybe somebody does something nice for you. And just it just goes around. If you're a nice person, it just goes around and you don't have to worry about anything.
If
you, it just takes care of itself.
If I'm going to be politically correct here for a second. If you go to the airport and Mo helps you get through the TSA line around the whole big line,
yeah,
just buy him a drink the next time you see him and say thank you.
Okay.
Right?
I don't want him to help, though.
And we're not saying Mo could do that. We're just making it, let's just as an example off of my neighbor who could do that. I mean, who knows?
Mo can do it. He tells me he takes money from people all the time.
No, he does not.